This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're going to discuss two topics today on Daf Chaf in Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara Daf Chaf on Amud Beis discuss the B'nai Tes Midais. Ubarusi Mikem Hamardim V'Hapoishim Bi. Amar Rabbi Levi, Elu B'nai Tesha Midais, B'nai Asnas Mishga'ach. B'nai Ema, B'nai Anusa, B'nai Snua, B'nai Nidoi, B'nai Timura. What is B'nai Timura? The Ran says B'nai Timura is Shaba al Achas Minashav Ukasavar Shihit Sarasa. Somebody has two wives. He thinks he's living with Rachel, and in reality it's Leah. Or he thinks he's living with Leah, and in reality it's Rachel. And the children of such a union will be deficient because, as we mentioned, and we'll discuss it more, the offspring are influenced by the kavanos of the parents at the time of Zivug, and therefore, since he was not mechamen for the right Isha, it affects the offspring. The obvious question is that there is a well-known example of B'nai Timura in the Chumash. I mean, everybody knows the classic case of B'nai Timura is Yaakov Avinu thought he was marrying Rachel, Vayhi Baboiker, Vihine Leah. So why is then Reuven not an example of B'nai Timura? Yeah? Why is Reuven not an example of B'nai Timura? So the Shita Mekubetzes, by the way, there is a Shita Mekubetzes on Masechta Nedarim. The Shita asks this question. The Shita says, V'lazeh, look where my icon, V'lazeh, my cursor, HaPirish, Yesh Lishol, Imkein Echad Me'ashvatim, Haya Ben Temura, Shara Yaakov Avinu, L'Rachel, Neskavein, V'Nizdamna Loi Leah. Yaakov Avinu was Mechavein for Rachel, and Leah came his way. So then Reuven was a B'nai Temura. So the Shita Mekubetzes gives a number of very interesting answers. Leah was not nisaber from that bia. Now I don't know how you could say such a thing. Yaakov Avinu says in the Berachas Yaakov about Reuven, b'choyriata, koichi, voracious, oini. Reuven came from the first tipa of Yaakov Avinu. So how could the Shita say that she was loy nisaber meyoisa bia? So I don't understand that answer of the Shita. Number two, Inami, Adayin loy nitna Torah v'loy nesru b'diktukei mitzvahs. The Torah wasn't given, and they were not usher in diktukei mitzvahs. But you could ask on that, Yaakov Avinu kept the whole Torah before it was given. So you could say, but that was only in Eretz Yisrael. This was Chutz Aretz. He even married two sisters. If Yaakov could marry two sisters, in other words, if he was allowed to marry two sisters, certainly he didn't have to be careful in the dikdukim of Masechta Nedarim. These are the answers of the Shita. I was not satisfied, and I'll tell you the truth, I remembered seeing an answer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem, in the Shaar Tzion, quotes the Kasha of the Magen Avram. Listen to what the Shaar Tzion brings. Hiksha Magen Avram, Dehalo Yaakov Niskavein L'Rachel U'Ba'aleah. Yaakov was Mechavein for Rachel, and instead he lived with Leah. So Magen Avram gives a very interesting answer. If the husband is Mechavein, that he thinks he's living with one guf, he thinks, the husband is thinking about the guf of Rachel, and instead he lives with the guf of Leah, that is problematic. But when Yaakov lived with this woman, he was mechavin for this guf, and therefore there's no problem. Aval Yaakov, mishas k'nisasoy l'chupa, ra'a Leah. Yaakov at the time of k'nisa l'chupa, he saw Leah, v'niskavin l'guf, as kavan was for her guf, rak sheshavar sheshma Rachel. He just thought, her name was Rachel, alkein leslan ba, therefore there was no problem. So it's interesting that a question raised by one of the Rishonim, and the Rishon, the Shita, either answers, it was before Matan Torah, where the Shita Mekubetzes answers that it was Linus Abram Eoisabia. The Magen Avraham gives an answer to that question. Okay, so I wanted to bring this subject to your attention. And that is the first topic. The next topic is a bit more sensitive.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.